Good morning, people. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about controlling your energy, what I learned at the gym, and why I'm going to start doing a brand new exercise. Let's dig in. Okay, everyone. So I'm out of my funk from yesterday, which was really challenging. It's amazing how a little hangover can affect yourself so much. You know, hangover is just one type of hangover. There's physical hangovers, there's emotional hangovers. I think hangovers are just, you know, when you can't escape a feeling you've got. And in a alcoholic hangover, it's more of a physical feeling. But I think we have hangovers from a bunch of stuff. And it got me really thinking about the work I'm doing around energy. And for me, energy is that thing you feel. It's kind of like what I used to call emotions. And I find emotions, to me, are more things triggered by the past events that I don't really feel like I control. It's like your body is kind of doing it for the sake of it. It's basically wiring a feeling to a past event. What I kind of call energy personally is more the stuff I've chosen to cultivate and improve and feel in, you know, even past the other feelings that are coming up, to kind of rewire some of the changes. And I was in the gym today, and I found a really good playlist. I was really feeling in the flow zone, you know, that hyper-focused state where you're just enjoying the process. And one of, you know, some of the things I'm learning around energy have really helped become, you know, just to feel, I hate these words, whole-centered, they're bullshit words. But the words I'm trying to look at are, how do I say this? It's that feeling of not needing something outside of yourself to feel better. Does that make more sense? You know, that feeling where the external world is there to enjoy, but it's not what makes you happy. And that's something I've been looking for and working towards all my life. And some of the work I've been doing around energy has really helped me kind of come to terms with some of that. And I think where my dyslexia or my ADHD flares up is when I put all my attention and focus on the outside world, what a lot of these energy books call matter, versus looking inside at my mind and the internal workings of how I'm operating. And what I've done in the last month and a half that has been really valuable is starting to realize just how much the internal world makes the external world. You know, and some of this is going to, you're going to go, what are you talking about? But it's interesting learning about intentions and, you know, the law of attraction, again, is a terrible phrase, I think, but it really does have some weird effect on how everything operates. And I'm starting to see it in some really interesting coincidences popping up in my life, the right people at the right times, things not actually being available to me when I'm trying to escape reality a bit, where I'm trying to look for a good feeling outside of myself. You know, the world's kind of put a little barrier in front of that to stop me, which has been quite interesting. You know, you might go, oh, that doesn't work. But hey, it's what I'm seeing is some of these coincidences are very much coincidences. They're things that you would never imagine. I'll give you a great example. The other day we were out at a bar. We're actually out on the footpath, and a friend needed to go to the bathroom. So we went into a pub that I knew had gambling machines, pokies, those wheel machines. And I had $10 in my wallet, and I was going to go and put it in the machine. And I've been in this bar time and time and time again, and I've never seen their poker machines or their slot machines ever closed down. But they were today. There was a sign that, or not today then, there was a sign that said they were closed. And I was just like, okay, well, that just saved me $10. And, Yeah, like why did I actually want to go in there? What was the point? And I was like, okay, I'll take the sign, and walked away and didn't go on any poker machines. Little things like that, because that's what I actually wanted to do, is not do that. And it was like, a coincidence just appeared at the right time in the right place that helped me. And I'm starting to see that more and more and more the more I work on the internal world. I'm also seeing my reactions dull down a bit against people, where I'd overreact, where I was living in this survival mode that has been so prevalent in my life. They say people with ADHD, they have a lower life expectancy. I don't know exactly why, but I've seen the statistics. And it makes me wonder if a part of that is this consistent cortisol adrenaline feeling that we seem to have. We seem to be where we're kind of working at such a high pace inside of ourselves that doesn't always match our external world, where we think our brain is 27 times ahead of everyone else. Like, that's got to take some energy. That's got to take a lot of it away. And what I'm learning a lot, and where I'll come back to the gym today, is just bringing myself back to the present. It's a skill set. It's a thing that takes time. Time is not something we always like to put into things. But just continuously, when my mind would race off, I'd either take a moment and let it race off and be aware of that, and spend some time in that vision or that visual picture that was in my head, and then I'd let it. I would take any learnings, or take if it was a good idea, I'd store it away. But then I'd bring myself back to where I was in the present. So the exercise that I've talked about at the beginning that I wanted to share is something I want to do more of, is just continually bring myself back into the present. With meditation, that's a big chunk of what I'm doing at the moment, is bringing myself back through those meditative states. But where it starts to become really powerful is when you can start to do that in your day-to-day life. When you see your mind running off, when you see your mind run off and your body start to react to that, how do you bring yourself back? And so I'm going to start doing it at the gym. I'm just going to start doing it at the gym for me personally. It's a place where it's a real world event. It's something I do two, three on a great week, four times a week and nowadays. And I'm going to bring myself back every time I run off. And I'm just going to focus at the gym. I think one of the challenges we have sometimes with our dyslexic ADHD minds is we kind of run off and try and do everything at once. I've had times where I've wanted to become a vegetarian, and I become the most horrible person to talk to, because I used to, not as much anymore, but I used to basically wax lyrical. Is that a phrase? I used to talk about it all the time. Oh yeah, vegetables are the way, da 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 da. And I would be the best vegetarian for 2 weeks, and I'd put everything into it, and then I'd go and have a big dirty cheeseburger. And so, like, I see myself running off like that, thinking, hey, I can picture this in my brain and it's amazing. And then something else would take my focus, and I was no longer a vegetarian. It just did not happen. So taking it in smaller steps makes a massive difference, and same with being a vegetarian. I'm probably 85% vegetarian now, which is a huge step from the old me. And it just slowly increases, as opposed to me doing everything in one massive hit. It's a massive change. And so for me personally, the exercise I'm going to use at the gym is when I see myself go off, I'm going to make the choice in my mind, if I let that happen and I just take a couple of breaths and then come back, or I'm just going to bring myself back straight away if it's a thought that doesn't help me or serve me or look after me. And I'm just going to use the gym as kind of the trigger point. If you can find somewhere in your life that you do on repeat, many people use brushing their teeth or going to the bathroom. These are things you're going to do every day. To associate something like bringing yourself back, taking three breaths, before or after or at the time, whatever suits you, to kind of bring yourself back into the moment and start to train it. Because once you train it in one place of your life, it's a lot easier to start to roll it out into other parts. But again, it is exercise, and exercise is something you do more than once. You know, go to the gym once, do one exercise, you ain't going to be Mr. Muscles or Mrs. Muscles, Miss Muscles. You know, you're not going to be that person. You've got to exercise by practicing and repeating. Even when it doesn't work, you got to repeat it. And over time, it gets better and better and better. And so if you can associate it with something, go do it somewhere at some time, you're going to start to see better results on repeat. When I'm meditating now, I do it in the mornings and at night, just before I go to bed and just as I wake up. So I know that that is the time. Wherever I am in the country, the world, I just keep doing that. And that's, you know, it's becoming easier and easier. And when I had a couple of times over the weekend, I didn't do it. And I felt really, not bad, but I felt like I was missing out. And that's only because I've continued to practice it and my body is expecting it now, which is such a cool feeling. It's such a nice feeling. But try and find times where it's not going to overly stress you. You know, don't do it at the, you know, don't do it at a point where the kids are shouting or your boss is getting angry at you. You know, you may, that's usually probably, in my opinion, a second step. But try and do it at a time where it's not going to blow your mind out. You know, you can actually continue it. That's what I want to share today, guys. You know, if you can get your energy in the right place, if you can just start with a small action, you're going to start to see things change. But you've got to be committed to something small, attaching it to something you do regularly, and continuing to exercise that muscle. If you don't exercise that muscle, what's going to happen is you're just going to have the same thing happen that always happens, because that's the human mindset. That's all I wanted to share today, guys. You know, it was a really good feeling today at the gym, and I want you to experience that as well. Give it a try. We're going to come out with some more interesting stuff around this, so stay tuned. Have an awesome, awesome day.